relishes.
Okay, what are the round red vegetables that grow in the vine?
Round red vegetables that grow on a vine.
Yeah, they make ketchup.
Tomatoes.
What do you call the little ones?
Oh, now those are tomatoes. No, they're cherry tomatoes.
You ever heard those called Tommy Toes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, only when an adult is, you know, speaking down to a child. You know how they do that to them and play games with them and stunt their speech habits by not speaking correctly in front of them.
Well, now, was this referring specifically to cherry tomatoes or just tomatoes in general?
No. Just tomatoes in general.
Oh, okay, because we have gotten Tommy Toes for cherry tomatoes out of the country as a legitimate name.
Oh.
Separate from tomatoes. All right, what do you have along with a steak? You have a baked?
A baked potato?
Yeah.
I don't even know anyone that would say tomato or potato.
Oh, I have heard people say tomato.
That's because of the song, you know. I mean, everyone knows about it, but.
Okay, do you know any different kinds of potatoes?
Well, there's Idaho potatoes, there's new potatoes, there's sweet potatoes.
What's another name for sweet potatoes?
A yam.
Yeah, are they the same? Exactly the same?
No.
They're not?
Mm.
Okay.
Well, I don't know the difference.
But you're sure that they are?
I know they're different.
Okay. What is something, a vegetable with a strong odor that makes your eyes water?
Onions.
What's that kind of odor? What are the little fresh kind of onions that you get? Eat the green stalks.
That you eat the stalks?
Mm-hmm. They're long and green.
With a little bulb on the end. Mm-hmm. Green onions.
What is that kind of slimy vegetable?
Slime. Oh my goodness. Okra.
Mm-hmm. You don't like it?
Mm-mm. No.
If you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up and.
An apple or a plum?
Yeah.
It'll wither, I guess.
Okay, it's like that, and it's also like wrinkles.
Like wrinkle, but another word. I don't know it, unless you're fishing for what a dried plum is.
No.
You don't want
it's
that.
It's a common, it describes the word. You say the skin of that dried apple is all.
I'd say wrinkle.
Okay, let me show you this word because it's
the best. Oh, shriveled.
We want to get beans out of the pods by hand. What do you have to do to them?
You have to shell them.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call large flat beans that are yellowish?
Lima beans. Or butter beans.
Yeah, is there a difference in color between those? Or just
no.
And what about the kind of beans that you eat pod and all, you just cut them up?
Green beans. Or string beans.
When you take the tops of turnips and cook them, what
else? Turnip greens.
Are there any other kinds of greens besides turnip greens?
Oh, for sure. Collard greens, poke salad, something like that. And just about any kind of green you can eat, and I have eaten it one time or another. I went through the Yule Gibbons book once.
Stalking
them. Yeah, stalking the wild asparagus.
There's another one, it's a sequel. You ever use the word passel?
Passel?
Yeah.
No.
Right. What's the outside of the ear of corn?
The husk.
Okay.